To know wisdom is to know how to live well in God's world. The heart of this wisdom is rooted in the true knowledge of God and in deep respect for the way of life He has revealed. The Creator made an orderly world, and humans function best within it when they discern that order. Sometimes we reflect on our own lives, learn from our mistakes, and then discover better ways to do things. But there is even more to be gained by listening to and learning from the accumulated wisdom of our ancestors. In ancient Israel, wisdom was passed on from generation to generation and then collected into wisdom writings. One of these is the Book of Proverbs, which gathers together short, memorable sayings that offer practical advice for good living. Proverbs are not intended to be absolute promises from God. Rather, they are general insights into how the world works best most of the time. As with so much of the Bible's poetry, the basic form of a proverb has two parallel lines that work together to make a point. The second line will often echo, contrast, or elaborate on the first. The Book of Proverbs contains six smaller collections of wisdom sayings, two of King Solomon's, two gatherings of anonymous sayings of the wise, and then the teachings of two wise men, Agur and Lemuel. But the book opens with a lengthy set of poetic stanzas that lay out the basic choice that all people face: embrace the path of wisdom that leads to life, or fall to the temptation of foolish evil. All of Israel's wisdom literature is based on laying out these fundamental options. The way of wisdom leads most often to flourishing life because it is the way God made the world to work. In contrast, to ignore wisdom and refuse justice is to invite disaster into one's life. The book's introductory poems lay this all out in greater detail, highlighting the dangers of violence, cheating, and adultery. These paths can look like easy shortcuts to getting ahead, but they don't work in the long term. Why? Because wisdom was there when God created the world. Wisdom is at the heart of the order and balance and beauty that the Creator has built into all things. To discover wisdom is to learn from the architect who crafted everything in the beginning. In a powerful image, wisdom is personified as a woman calling out in the street, making a public invitation to the crowds to learn, live, and trust in the way of the wise, and the Lord, who is its author. To know God is to understand and embrace His wisdom. In the end, wisdom is presented as a rich banquet, open to all. Come, eat my food, and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways behind, and begin to live. Learn to use good judgment.